Blog Talk Radio.
Some great gospel music here. Okay,
We're going to play Greater Than All by Jesus Company and Worship Mob.
Oh. Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Let's give him a hand if he can. Thank you.
If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story how I was lost and couldn't find my way.
Tell your story.
But then I met Jesus, and something started to change. I ain't proud of the past. I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was now.
Travis Green.
My soul back in the world.
put one more song called Pour It Out by Tasha Cobb Leonard, and then we're going to get in the message.
Heaven smiles upon your broken worship. Pour it out, pour it out. Jesus knows just how much it cost you.
Friday. Amen. That was some blessed music there. Amen. All righty. Well, we're going to take a call here. He's got his hands up since the beginning of the show. See who we have. 111. You're on there.
Hi, Pastor King. Hi, Pastor King. How you all doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing okay. Pastor Wanda going to preach?
No, she's not feeling well tonight. She's going to be on tomorrow, she said.
Was it because she was calling up last night talking so fast?
No, she had something wrong with her hip, and she had to get it treated today.
She was doing the hip to the hustle. Okay. But you're going to be preaching or what?
I'm going to be doing a Bible study on John chapter 6.
Read also John chapter 666?
No, not 666. No, just John chapter 6.
Okay. All right, let's go with it. You can put me back on mute, sir.
Okay, sir. Have a blessed day. All right.
All righty.
Okay. Well, let's get into the message. It's John chapter 6, and it's about the miracles that Jesus performed. The following seven miracles were performed by Jesus and recorded in John's gospel. And the seven miracles were this. One was water to wine in John chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. The second one was healing the nobleman's son in John chapter 4, verses 46 to 54. And the third was healing the paralytic in John chapter 5, verses 1 to 16. Then it was feeding the multitude was the fourth one, which was in John chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. Then the fifth was walking on water in John chapter 6, verses 15 to 21. And then the sixth one was restoring the sight to the blind man. That was in John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. And then the seventh and last one was raising Lazarus from the dead. That's in John chapter 11, verses 1 to 44. So Jesus performed each of these miracles with a purpose in mind. When news of a miracle began to spread, crowds of people would follow Jesus. And when Jesus was presented with an opportunity to be in front of a large gathering, he would teach them. That was one of the primary ways that Jesus shared the gospel. So Jesus performed a miracle, crowds gathered, and Jesus taught them. In the same way, each of us needs to think about what techniques will be most effective for us in sharing the gospel. None of us are exempt from the words of the Great Commission spoken by Jesus himself. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This command was given to Jesus and it applies to all of us. So how are we going to do our part to baptize people and teach them about Jesus? I think a great place to start is by getting involved in our local communities. So getting involved in our communities, have you ever heard the expression, people do not care how much you know until they know how much you care? So Jesus showed us how much he cares for us by dying on the cross at Calvary. He also demonstrated his love and compassion throughout his life on earth. His love and compassion makes us want to follow him. Can the same thing be said about us? Does our love and compassion demonstrate a commitment to Jesus that others will want to learn about and follow? If the answer is no, we need to think about how we can get involved in our local community and show others the same love that Jesus showed us. So here's a little lesson about community service. There once was a Christian conference where the speaker was given a lesson on the importance of being active in our communities. He taught that serving others was a fantastic way to share the gospel. He also pointed out that the early disciples were frequently out in their communities interacting with one another and that they were engaged in each other's lives. It was the speaker's experience that the time that was spent being active in the communities opened future doors to talk about Jesus. So what the speaker learned was that others noticed his hard work and genuine care for the well-being of others. This brings glory to God, as Jesus taught us in his Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. As the speaker went about doing good deeds and serving others, the people in the community began to be curious about him. Sometimes they would inquire about why he was doing the things that he does. And here is the key. He always responded with scripture and gave thanks to God. That's how he evangelized. He worked hard in his community and showed a genuine interest in the people that he met. Sounds easy, right? In today's high-tech world, it takes effort to form a relationship. But that is what we are called to do. And that is a terrific way to share the good news of Jesus with others. So let's encourage others. Another great way to evangelize is simply to be an encouragement to the people around us. Everybody is going through something, therefore everyone could use a little encouragement. So take a few moments to listen to someone and show them that they are not in it alone is a wonderful way to open the door to future conversations about Jesus. Bible verses about encouraging others. Encouraging others is an important part of what we are to do as Christians. The Bible talks about encouragement frequently. For today's lesson, we have highlighted the five scriptures about encouragement. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, therefore encourage one another and build up one another just as you are also doing. 2 Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as good for education, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. And third, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, be encouraged one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And fourth, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we'll always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And lastly, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 to 25. Let us consider how to stimulate one another through love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together as the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So in conclusion, the Great Commission charges all of us with the important task of sharing the gospel. There are many ways that we can do this. Some of the most effective are is being involved in our local communities, encouraging others, and showing others the love and compassion that Jesus showed us. So we will conclude today's study with the following scripture. It reminds us of the importance of turning our faith into actions that glorify God. In James chapter 2, verses 14 to 17, what use is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith, but has no works? Can the faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for the body, what use is that? In the same way, faith also, if it has no works, is dead being by itself. Amen. And I hope this lesson brought something to you. Amen. Brought a blessing into your life. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you've got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to simply do is say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Then press the 1 key, and I will bring you on so you can tell the world you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, I see we got a new person in the chat room tonight. The name is Max Alexander. Let's welcome him, okay, to the chat. Okay, I hope he comes back again. Amen. We're going to take a caller here, 111.
Amen. Is he in the, no, he's in the background here.
Say what?
Is there, when I'm talking, is there any noise in the background?
No.
Oh, okay, good, good. All right, let's put all the tomfoolery aside. Now, you were talking about apostles, right? And do you believe that the apostles, like the one can be an apostle still, in this modern time?
No, I don't believe there are modern apostles. Apostles were in the day of Jesus.
Yeah, because that's what I believe. You know, the apostles ended with the apostles. Now we got the word of God, right? We got the word of God. You know, because back in those days they didn't have the New Testament. But I was going to say because there's some ministries that use that term. Oh, well, I got the apostle so and so, or they say, oh, we got the prophet so and so. You know. I don't believe in that. What's your view on that, man?
Myself personally, I believe the prophets, okay, were a time back in Jesus' day, okay, like John the Baptist, he was a prophet, okay.
All right.
And he was bringing baptism to the world, okay. I mean, now you got you people that do baptisms today, your pastors, okay, to do that. But that doesn't make him an apostle or make him a prophet.
Yeah, okay. So we're on the same side on that view. That's good. That's really good to hear. You know, that really inspires me to hear more of your teaching. And I want to, you know, is there any more callers here?
Well, not as yet. We've got some callers, but they have not pressed the 1 key.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I was debating with a sister, And she goes by the name of the prophetess. I'm not going to say her name, but she rebuked me in the name of Jesus, man. You know, and I was saying, hey, man, you're wrong. You ain't no prophet, you know. And she got mad,
you
know, and she was crying.
Yeah, you're right. You're right by saying that. But you got some people out there that believe that they are a prophet or a prophetess, okay? Okay? And it has something to do with their religion, okay? What it is, I do not know, okay? Because I don't go with that type of tomfoolery, okay?
Yeah, that's all a bunch of tomfoolery right there.
Yeah. I don't see that, okay? Somebody saying they're a modern day apostle, or they're a prophet or a prophetess. Okay, I don't see it. Now you can have a prophetic ministry, but that doesn't make you a prophet.
All right, and I wanted to ask another question. These pastors preach about the word of faith. You know, the faith in the word of faith. You know, like Frederick Price. You got Paula White. You got a whole bunch of these other preachers that believe in that, and they say that the reason why you didn't get healed was because you didn't have enough faith. I don't believe that because back in the time in the days of Jesus, he didn't heal everybody. He only healed some, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, he wanted to heal as many as he could, but for some reason or another, he was limited, okay, by doing such. Okay, and I believe in faith, that you should have faith. You should have faith in God. You should have faith in Jesus. Okay, you should have faith. Okay, and without faith, we cannot have grace. Okay, but as far as saying that your faith is weak because you weren't healed, no.
Yeah, because they use that a lot. You know, there's been people that supposedly got healed from cancer, but then the cancer came back. You know, and they're no longer with us no more. You know,
right. You know, I mean, like I said, okay, faith is faith, okay, and you cannot have a little faith. You either have faith or you don't.
Yeah, because that's like calling Jesus a liar. You know, he didn't lie. He didn't heal everybody. It's just like the same way. Jesus wants everybody to come to him, but not everybody's going to come to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, because the word says that many are called, but a few are chosen.
Just a few are chosen. That's correct.
Yeah, oh, man, we agree on a lot of topics, man. I'm really inspired by this. This is good.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Charlie, Charlie Smith.
Well, good to meet you, Charlie. Okay, I'm glad you called in tonight.
Yeah, that's good. All righty. I'll be listening to your show. You want to put me back on mute, you know, let some other people call. But, yeah, man, I'll be calling.
Okay, sounds great.
Have a good day.
Yeah, have a good night.
God bless.
All right.
God bless you.
Thank you. All righty, we're going to take some more callers here. 111, you're on
here. Yeah, I've been driving truck and listening to your sermon, and honestly, something don't sound right.
Like what?
Well, what was your sermon about today?
Well, it wasn't a sermon. It was more like a Bible lesson, okay, on John
okay.
chapter 6.
What was your Bible lesson about today?
It was about okay. John. The book of John.
No. It was about doing good and community service.
You're breaking up.
About community service.
You're breaking up. It was basically about, okay, you know, how Jesus did miracles, okay, that was performed by Jesus and John recorded in his gospel, okay, and it was about community, how we should love others basically, okay, and show others that we care about them. Okay.
And you said do community service about four or five times, like volunteer within the community, correct?
Well, yeah, about getting involved in our communities.
So, since this don't sound right and don't sound like you're wording, what kind of community services are you doing?
Well, I'm on the air every night of the week, sir, okay? And I'm providing the community, okay, with the word.
You are on the air now, but before you took off for weeks at times. So what's your...
Yes,
you,
I did.
It sounds like you ain't practicing what you preach. And my minister always says... The Antichrist is going to come back, and he's not going to practice what he preaches.
Okay. Well, I'm practicing what I preach, okay? And
you're going to do community service?
When I can, I do so. Yes, yeah. I hand
Are you going
Bibles
back to that haven for hope?
No, I'm not going back to Haven for Hope, okay? They have enough pastors and stuff there now, okay, that provide services for the homeless.
Services, like the one you gave that guy, Grover?
No, I didn't do anything to Grover.
Well, that would be considered community service, correct?
It would be a form of community service.
Fair enough, I guess. All right, I'll listen to more, but I'd prefer if the speeches you made are actually your words and your doing, or you're citing where you're stealing them from, or... At least just practicing what you preach, for God's sakes.
Okay, amen. God bless you, sir. All right. 111, you're on air.
Kenneth, DC2, baby.
What's up, DC2?
Well, I have to agree with the caller if he's still on the line. I do believe, and I'm not criticizing you too much, Kenneth, but I do believe that when you first started out, you had a way of asking for $47.81 to buy Bibles to hand out to the homeless. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah.
So my only qualm with your situation now is you're doing more shows, but you're doing less godly work in the community. My question would be, why not continue to do the Bible thing where you give out the Bibles? And while you're at it, you know Grover Washington does not have a Bible. The man asked for a Bible. Why not? I even said I would give you the money to give Grover a Bible. I don't understand the reasoning behind not offering that helping hand to Grover. Okay? Now, I don't really understand it. And I'm not saying that you got to get involved in all that chicanery that went on before with the sexual activity. I'm just saying with the Bible, provide the man with the Bible. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes, I'd be willing to do that.
And what about more community activism? Well, not activism, but community service, if you will.
Well, you see, my health kind of prohibits me going about and doing things, okay? I mean, like I said, I've had a lot of problems going on with my health, okay? And
Kenny, I'm getting
up there in the age. Okay, I'm getting up there in the age. Okay, plus I don't have a car anymore. I don't have a way to get around.
You mean like there's no car? Nobody owns a automobile in your house that would help you maybe go down and you know, minister to the homeless? I'm sure Tony F would be on board with that.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't have a car either. Okay, the only one that has a car is Victor, and he's not about all that.
How did you do it before, Kenny? If you didn't have a car.
I had a car back then. I had a car. I had a motorcycle. I had many things to do, okay? I had things that I could do.
This is like 3 years ago. Kenny, where did your car go? Did you get rid of your car?
It died, and I couldn't afford to replace it.
All right, well, hey, I mean, if you ain't got a car and Victor doesn't want to help, and I just don't know how people get around with no car. I mean, do you have a bicycle or something, or a tricycle?
No.
Oh. All right, Kenny. Well, that's news to me. I always thought there was more, you know, you guys had, I thought Farrah and you shared a car. I don't know why I thought that, but I did. I apologize for assuming that. But I just want to see you do a little bit more, you know, community work, like the brother that called in before me. But if you can't, you can't. And I know your health is bad, and I'm not trying to be hard on you, Kenny. I know you're doing the best you can, brother. So, you know, you do what you can, man. I was just hoping maybe I could get a Bible to Grover. The man needs the word of God like no one I've ever known. So I'm hoping maybe we can get him a Bible.
Amen.
Although, Kenny, we might need to get him an audible Bible because I don't think he can read, brother.
You don't think so?
I'm 99% sure he can't read or write.
Okay.
Well, all right, brother.
We
take
for
another call, Kenny.
To befall upon him.
Amen.
All right. Let's take another call here. 1-1, you're on your
own.
Okay. Another recording. All righty. Well, I'm going to play some more music, DC2. Play some more
Amen,
gospel
brother.
Music. Okay, here we go. Let's play Lift Every Voice and Sing by Tasha Cobbs Leonard.
Let our rejoicing rise higher as the Thank you.
That was Mighty Strong God by Stephanie Summers and J.J. Harrison. Amen. What a great song that was. All righty. Okay, let's see. We got another caller here, 111. You're on
the
air.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to call in. Telling you play too much music.
Well, thank you.
You should have more of a talking show.
More of a what?
More of a talking show. People call in with their problems. You answer them. You give them advice.
Well, this is really not an advice show. This is a gospel music.
In a way, it is an advice show because you're preaching the word.
Well, yeah, in a way.
Well, I got a problem. I have a man that doesn't wash his hands. And he's really dirty. And he's kind of fat. What dude should I tell him, man? He smells.
Just be a, give him an encouraging word. Like, maybe you should wash up a little bit, you know? And
I tell him that, but he acts like a drama queen. He whines. If he doesn't have it his way, he gets mad. He calls me a student.
You must be talking about Uncle Tony.
Oh, yes. I didn't want to mention his name, but since you brought it up, yes, Uncle Tony. He's stinky. He doesn't take a shower. Probably takes a shower once every 2 weeks.
So I don't know.
He takes a shower probably like once every 2 weeks. His breath smells like bologna, hot bologna. When you talk to him, you just got to not breathe. You got to hold your breath in.
Well, he has
a problem with farting.
Oh.
Yes, but you have more colors.
I didn't say he's got irritable syndrome. He's got IBS. Okay, so, I mean.
We call it the rebel IBS. Instead of Wu-Tang, it's Poot-Tang.
Okay. Well, we got to say bless him and, the Lord will deal with him and, in his way and, we just got to be more, we got to be tolerant of people.
Oh, okay. Any more callers?
Yes, we do happen to have some callers. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Kenny, this is Mike Hunt, personal trainer.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty sore tonight. Had another heavy workout in the gym today. And a couple things I wanted to call in, touch base with. I'm in the gym this morning. I'm lifting some heavy weights. I'm having a great workout. I look left. I look right. What do I see? I see these slutty women, the things they wear to the gym, Kenny. Let me tell you, I saw these tight little spandex or yoga pants outfit. They are just getting sluttier and sluttier with the clothes. And I don't know if that's godly or not. Is that godly? Can they dress that slutty, or is that a sin? Or, you know, what's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, I think they're dressing to show off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe
well, the one gal.
Maybe they're trying to attract a gentleman.
I agree. And the guys are distracted. Some of these broads are pretty good looking. One of them was doing this exercise. She was kept bending over, and you could kind of see everything. And at one point, she put her leg up on the bench, and she started kind of rubbing her pussy. And I'm like, wait a minute, she's not working out. What the hell? And then she quit doing it. But I swear she was doing that a couple times, and I don't think that was appropriate at the gym. But otherwise, you know, I had a good workout. A little bit distracted by some of these broads, though. Hey, if anybody's in the San Antonio area, are they allowed to stop by? Do you sit out front and smoke your cigarettes? If we come by with coffee or a couple of beers, can we stop by?
Well, not really. I don't really sit outside much. You know, the heat is pretty rough right now in San Antonio.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably pretty hot out there. You know, I want to give a quick shout-out to Tommy, and I believe he had some kind of an idea about growing your audience. Maybe you could stream on other sites at the same time with Blog Talk, and, you know, maybe we could set up a webcam in your living room there. You could be on cam. That would be great. We could really interact with you. But if you're on other sites, you could really grow your audience, you know, whether it's YouTube or Chatterbait or Jerkmate or whatever kind of things we can stream on to grow the audience and have you on a webcam. That would be awesome and really grow the show. You know, you've got that motorcycle sitting out front. Have you ever thought about doing like a GoFundMe? We can raise a little bit of money to get your motorcycle fixed.
Nobody's going to donate to that.
Oh, man, that'd be great if we could get that done. That would get you out there in the wind this winter. With the nice weather, you'd be out there and get to go for a ride. Maybe we will one of these days. And also wanted to give a quick shout-out to Veal. He is a great manager. Keep doing your thing. I think Kent Hopper should really take Pastor Veal as his manager and really get his show together. He's done a great job for you. That's pretty much all I had. But these sluts in the gym, you wouldn't believe it. They're damn near naked in there. It's a distraction. I saw a guy drop a weight on his foot the other day because of it. But, hey, you know, I'm all for it. Some of them look pretty nice.
Oh, sir, can
yeah.
I interrupt? Sounds like the lady that was rubbing her pussy, sounds like she has a yeast infection.
Yeah, maybe she was scratching, her pussy was itching. It was sweating and milky, and sometimes it gets that cheese, you know, kind of like the dick cheese on some of these slobs. They might have had some pussy cheese or something going there, the white stuff. Maybe she wasn't rubbing it for pleasure. Maybe she was scratching. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, all that scratch is making her itch.
What if she was on her period? There might have been a little bit of blood leakage. Maybe she was stuffing that tampon and shifting that around. Maybe that's what
maybe,
it was.
Maybe.
Yeah, it could be. You never know what these days.
Yeah. Pastor Ken, is it a sin if your girlfriend is on period, and I've come to had this situation, and you still make them have sex, is that a sin if you do it to them while they're on the period? Is that ungodly?
Not that I know of, okay? I haven't heard of that being a sin, okay? I think it's a little unhealthy, but not a sin.
I wonder if, you know, I don't want to get too graphic here, but that blood probably works as a pretty good lube. The other caller on the line, do you know anything about period blood lube?
Yes, I did that once, I had to go to the hospital. They told me if I ever do that again, I get to wear a condom.
Oh, condom, yes.
Because the blood goes into your pee hole.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Period blood in the pee hole. That's a very interesting topic. We should cover that another night. We can make a whole conversation out of that. Hey, want to give a quick shout-out to the janitor, a.k.a. Frank the Ice Cream Man. If he's out there somewhere, would love to hear some more from him. He had a call a few years ago to Uncle Tony where he said he had his happy time in the boys' locker room there at the school. He got caught, though, looking. But, yeah, Frank, he should call in, too. And shout-out to D.C., Ashley, Gavin. I think Gavin might have been on the road or on vacation or something. Maybe Gavin's back home now. I see he's in the chat room. But, anyways, thank you, guys, and you have a good evening.
You too, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air. Hello? 111? Okay. Well, I guess they're not going to talk tonight. Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken, this is Pastor Beal.
Hey, what's up, Pastor Beal?
Well, last night you read that commercial again, and you had DC2 read the commercial. And I told you Mike Hunt didn't want DC2 to read the commercial, so you had him do it twice. The advertiser is furious.
No, Mike didn't say he was upset. He said his business is doing good.
I got another story from him. He's refusing to pay because DC2 read the commercial twice. He doesn't want a breeder or a black breeder to read the commercial. He is
well,
a gay man. He is a gay man, and he paid for a gay pastor to read the commercial.
Well, I don't have it in front of me. So I can't read it if it's not in front of me.
I understand that, but don't upset him by giving a black breeder the commercial to read. It just infuriates him.
Okay. We'll do it again.
He's threatening me. So first he claims he's not paying, then he's claiming something about retaining a lawyer.
Okay.
All right, I'll get the new script out for you maybe later tonight, all right?
Okay, sounds great, Bill.
Just keep it away from any breeder.
Okay, all right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Good night. All right. Okay, 111, you're on here.
111, you're on here. 111, you're on here.
Okay, 111, you're on here.
Kenny, it's DC2, man.
What happened? Where'd you go?
I was indisposed, but I just heard that call from Veal. Veal is officially on my shit list. First of all, Mike called in last night when I was on the show and it said he appreciated me reading it and that his shit had grown, like his company had grown. He got a lot of calls. So hearing this breeder black man bullshit, fuck you, Veal, kiss my black ass. Kenny, don't take
this
shit from
Veal. I told him that Mike was pleased.
Do not take any shit from Veal. He a racist motherfucker.
Okay.
I know Mike Hunt. Listen, I know Michael Hunt personally. He is not a racist. He don't say no shit like that. So that is not true. Untrue. Veal talking shit. This is personal now, motherfucker. You said somebody threatening you? Somebody threatened you? Well, now I'm threatening you, motherfucker. Keep my name out your mouth. Some bad shit's going to happen.
Yeah, Pastor Beal seems to be getting on people's shit list.
Well, he now on mine, brother. He on mine. He on your. Is he on yours, Kenny?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we together then. We agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this needs to be figured out real quick. I do not like having my name publicly drugged through the mud and called names and all kinds of other things on this show. I will not stand for it. So I'm making that clear.
I told him Mike didn't mind you reading, okay? And
no, I know. I heard. No, I'm not, Kenny. I'm not mad at Kenny. I'm not mad at you, brother. You know. We good, man. We go back. We go way back. So, nah, this ain't about you. This is about Veal talking shit on your show, talking about I'm a breeder and all this other bullshit. Like, you know what? You on my shit list now, motherfucker.
What is Bill a reader to?
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about, but he kept saying black man, breeder, black man. So, and saying my name, saying DC2. I was trying to do my friend, Mike Hunt, a favor, along with you, Kenny, because you don't read as well as I do. I mean, and I think we all know that. So I was doing favors, and now I'm catching shit? Nope, I don't think so. So anyway, I just wanted to call in. I was hoping to catch this motherfucker when he was on the line, but of course he hung up. He can't ever be on the show for more than 3 minutes. So I'm here, Kenny. I'm on the phone. If he call back in, we can go to war.
Okay. All right.
So you take other calls, man. I'm gonna chill.
Okay, I'm gonna take another call here. 101. All right. Enough of that craziness. All right. Well, we only have a few more minutes left on the air anyway, so I don't think Bill's going to call in back again. Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk.
Before you close it down, is there any chance that I can get Mike to call in just so I can clear the air with him to make sure none of this is true?
Mike is on the air right now with us.
Oh, he is? Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, well, brother, bring him on so at least I can clear the air with him.
Hey, I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm jumping back in here.
Brother, what's going on? Did you tell Veal that you didn't want me reading because I'm black?
Okay.
I thought we were friends,
Mike. All right. Let me just admit, I had a bad day yesterday, and I'm almost kind of bipolar because of the amount of steroids I take. And at first, I was really pumped up and really happy about the ad. And, you know, I run the gym, and I run a couple of gyms I own. But I started this business on the side, this pest control business. And, you know, Pastor Veal, he's a good guy. He's been helping me. But I was disappointed in Kenny, and I thought Ken did a shit job. I didn't like how he did the ad, and so I told Bill to fuck off. I'm not going to pay for the ad. And then Donnie, I thought, did a pretty good job, but I was in such a bad mood. You know, I made a couple little comments, nothing too racist, but I think Veal called you a breeder. I don't think I said that, but I was more upset at Kenny, not really Donnie. But, man, this has just turned into a big clusterfuck. You know, I think we need to redo this whole commercial thing. Ken's got to do a better job, and maybe if Ken does a better job, I'll pay Veal, and, you know, I don't know. But Veal got to work it out.
DC2, forgive you, man. I understand you're very upset, and you're on a lot of different steroids, brother, and I get it. And you're right. I mean, Kenny, I think we can all admit you did a terrible job on that first reading. And if they don't want me reading it, I will not read it. I just did not like the way. And, Mike, you know, we go back too, brother. So I forgive you. You know, I've forgiven Tony Gaga about 478 times, which ironically is his weight, too, in pounds, for saying the N-word. So I forgive you, brother. I know you're very upset with the way Ken read that. My issue is with Veal now. So me and him have to have a conversation. But I understand you want Kenny to read, because Kenny is the face of GRM, and I understand that. Kenny, you got to read it, brother. You got to read it and do a much better job. Is that what you want, Mike?
Yeah, that's what I want. I want Ken to read it with enthusiasm, with charisma, like he means it. I want him to put up a webcam in the living room and take his shirt off and get into this thing, and let's grow the audience. Let's have some enthusiasm over there. And if Tony Farrar is in the background cooking with the microwave and making a mess, so be it. We want you on cam. We want to interact with you. And when you're doing ads for our businesses, promoting us, you got to mean it, man. You got to put your heart into it and really give it some energy. Have some charisma.
Okay. Hey, DC, Can you post that ad in Discord so I can read it?
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now as we speak, brother. Looking for it right now.
Okay.
It sounds like he, Kenny, it sounds like he just wants you to be more enthusiastic and kind of go all in, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we
can
give it a read over.
Okay, in Discord so I can read it.
Oh, okay, Kenny, I'm trying to find it, man.
Okay.
I don't just have the reading on hand. Like, I have to look for it. Okay, here we go. I think I found it. And let me see.
I've got it.
Okay,
right,
yeah,
here.
That's it. Ken, maybe read it over once before you read it the first time, you know. While you're reading, I can kind of talk so you can read it over. So, because when you just blindly read it, you struggle. But if you read over it, maybe it'll be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, give it a once-over.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Brother. So, so I just want to go ahead and give a shout-out while Ken is doing this. I want to give a shout-out to Ashley. I want to give a shout-out to Mike Hunt, of course, Kenny.
Amen.
I mean, without Kenny, we wouldn't have a show. Dr. N. Okay, all right. Dr. N, I'll give you a shout-out because I see you here supporting the show. Tony F, my brother. How you doing, man? Shout out to Tony F. He's doing his thing. And then, of course, Gavin Moorhead, who's always in the chat room for every show. Big fan of Kenny's. Very excited. Kenny, are you ready, brother?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Let's knock it out the park, Kenny.
Okay, this is Ken Fishman, pastor of God's Rainbow Ministries. And I know all too well what it's like to have a raccoon or an animal in a stinky, dirty crevice you can't reach by usual means. That's why I trust Mike Hunt Pest Control LLC for all my pest control needs. Mike can reach into my dirty behinds, belows, and aboves to remove any pests from anywhere I can't. So go to www.MikeHuntPestControl.com today and use code word Dirty Hole. That's DirtyHole for a special discount. That's MikeHuntPestControl.com.
I just got to make one correction. The code word is not Dirty Hole anymore. The new code word is Meat Hole. Meat Hole will get you a 20% discount. Code word is Meat Hole, and that is 20% off if you use that.
Meat Hole. Okay, use Meat Hole instead of Dirty Hole for a 20% discount.
Correct.
I got to say, that was a really good job, Kenny. I'm proud of you, brother.
Yeah, that was great. As a matter of fact, I got a job tomorrow. I'm going to send my son out. Somebody's got a couple raccoons under their porch. He's going to go under there and take care of it. So, yeah, anybody use that meat hole code word, and we're on it, man. We're on it.
Amen,
okay,
brother.
Sounds good.
Great job,
all
Kenny.
Right. You're welcome, Mike. All right, we got Ashley on the line. Let's bring her on.
Oh.
Hey, Ashley.
Oh, hi.
How you doing,
DC and Mike? I'm doing okay. I'm really confused about the whole thing with VL. But I don't know. It's always seemed kind of weird to me.
He called me a black... Ashley, he was very disrespectful to me about me when he called, and I did not appreciate it. I will not stand for that.
Okay. Mike, were you supposed to get money from Phil, or how exactly was your deal?
Well, I'm paying a little bit of money to get advertising out there for my new business, and you know Veal's a great manager, usually does such a great job, so I'm sending a little bit of money to, you know, get the word out, and I didn't like how Ken did it, and I told Veal, fuck off, I'm not paying for it. And I did use a couple words like
raccoon and breeder and a few other words. I wasn't saying it was about the raccoons that I rescue and exterminate with the pest control. I'm talking about the breeders, you know, the little animals and critters with the pest control. I wasn't talking about, you know, coons like black people or breeders. I think it was just a miscommunication.
Okay, so how much exactly did you pay him?
To do with GRM. You know that, right? Okay? Okay, and he's not my manager. Okay? So you're paying somebody money for doing nothing.
Well, I thought I paid your manager for you to run my ad once a night or twice a night at least.
No, not my manager, and he doesn't have anything to do with GRM.
No.
Wait a minute. If that's not true, Kenny, why the hell are we reading these ads then?
Because I was going to be nice. Okay.
I'm so confused. I thought Veal was your manager too, Kenny. Because listen,
nope,
why would you randomly read, Kenny, why would you randomly read a fucking pest control ad on your show if he wasn't your manager? Jesus.
No, he's
Kenny,
not manager.
I'm so confused. I'm so confused.
Okay. The reason why I did it, the first time I did it, because I thought it was funny. Okay? I thought it was funny. Okay? The way it was worded. Okay? Okay?
So
but then I read it again. It really wasn't that funny. Okay? But I decided to do it because Mike's a friend. Okay? Not because of him.
That was nice. That was nice.
So Veal's not your manager?
No. He has nothing to do with GRM whatsoever.
So then why the... Okay. Now I sound like you. Okay.
That's not what I heard. Veal told me specifically that he is Ken's manager.
He's not. He's not.
And I have seen some proof, but... Well, I don't know. We need to get Veal on here maybe tomorrow night. Are you doing a show tomorrow night?
Yeah, sure am.
Or, I don't know if people are busy, but within the next week or so, we'll get everybody on and we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, but Veal has nothing whatsoever. Okay, nothing whatsoever.
Mike, how much exactly did you pay to Veal for this?
You know, I don't know if I want to disclose that on air. I did sign a contract with Veal, and some of that contract he might deem it as confidential. I don't know if I can give that out over the air. Maybe we could talk off air to get into money and prices and specifics. But, you know, I paid a decent amount of money to get the word out there, and I'm doing pretty good. It's a good side hustle, a little side business, and it's great. You know, I go out and I hunt these. Sometimes I personally go under these houses and grab these little fuckers by the neck, and, you know, it gives me a little extra workout, a little extra cash in my pocket. And as far as calling Donnie Baby a breeder, no, I didn't refer to Donnie as any derogatory terms, but... Maybe Veal misunderstood, but I would love to hear Veal's side of it, and just to get everybody on the same page. But and I don't know why Ken is denying that Veal is his manager. He's been his manager for quite a while. He's set up a few different deals, and I don't know. We got to get to the bottom of this.
He's doing it
well,
behind my back.
I was wondering if. For both Mike and DC2, I wanted to pay you both double the amount that Mike paid to Veal just for your troubles because of this whole mess. I think it was some compensation.
Yeah. That is so nice of you. Thank you. Yeah, that would be great. I think there was also an accusation. I won't get into it. I want to hear Veal's opinion, but that Ken stole some money. So I'm not paying, I was unhappy. I didn't want to pay. I just want to get to the bottom of some of this stuff before I send any more money, and find out. I want to make sure Ken is not stealing the money and then not doing a good job and,
we just need to get Veal in here and get some more information.
Well, I'm not stealing any money, Mike. I don't even see Pastor Veal. I don't even have a way of stealing money.
Well, I thought I sent him the money and then he sent it to you, but
no.
You took more than you were supposed to take.
No, he hasn't sent me anything. And like I said, Pastor Veal has nothing to do with GRM whatsoever.
Okay, because I sent them a big chunk of money, and it was only supposed to be given to you incrementally as you did the ads, but you went in and took the whole sum of money, and then you only did it one time, and you didn't do a good job. So, but I don't know. As a business owner, I'm a little confused, but as long as we keep getting the ads here and there, you know, we're all good.
Okay, well, like I said, you paid the wrong person. You should have paid me.
Oh, yeah, cut out the middleman. Just go straight to Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's my radio,
and Ashley,
so it's not his.
Yeah.
Mike, you have my word. I'll make Kenny, whatever the reading is, I'll make him once over that before he reads it on the show so he doesn't sound like a retarded kindergartner reading it. You have my word.
Oh.
I will do that every time, brother.
Yeah, you're like his coach.
Yeah, I'd be like his reading coach.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I appreciate your help. Everybody's supporting me in their own, you know, Ashley and Donnie and Kenny. Sounds like the whole team's coming together to help me out. I do appreciate it. I would like to find out from Veal how much money Ken actually took.
I didn't take any.
Because I don't know if he gave me a... And I have to check my credit card statements. I don't want to get into too many of the specifics on there, but, you know, we'll figure it out. I'll talk to Veal later and find out. And hopefully nobody else calls DC2 the N-word or some of the other derogatory language. But,
You just keep it godly on the show, we good. You know, you can disagree with me. Just don't attack my color. That's all I'm saying.
Amen. Okay. Well, I'm going to say good night, everybody. The show's ended. Have a blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow night. God bless.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, Kenny.
You're welcome.
Bye.